There's a remedy for the weary soul. Oh, it heals the heart and it makes it whole. It's a name so sweet I can call.
Good morning, team. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Man, you guys are perky after a long 2 days of recording.
Coffee. I am not as perky as I am.
Yes, you can be.
I can tell you're church folks, though, because like church folks is like, we're used to getting up at like 6 a.m. in the morning, showing up for 7 a.m. sound checks and stuff like that.
Oh, man. 6:15 in our DNA.
It's a nightmare.
Ready to go, yeah.
Well, these songs are amazing. We got to hear this whole record last night live, and like a lot of your community in the room, and just the worship was just amazing. The songs are really beautiful, and you guys have done such an amazing job. But talk about this song a little bit. I love songs that are just about, you know, the God has never failed. Like, you know, everything that He says that He'll do, He does, and everything that He intends to do, he carries out. Like there's mm-hmm. nothing that thwarts the will of God, right? Mm-hmm. But talk about this song a little bit and just the thoughts behind it. And it was just such a powerful moment last night.
Yeah, absolutely. This song for me, I just feel like it's so important to remind ourselves of what God is capable of. Yeah. Because I know sometimes circumstances will tell us different. Circumstances will tell us that maybe it's not going to come out the way that we wanted, or we get to a place where we start to question, like, okay, God, I thought you told me this, but it doesn't feel like mm-hmm. things are going the way that they're supposed mm-hmm. to get to the end result of what I felt like you promised. But it's just a good reminder that God keeps his promises. Mm-hmm. And if he speaks something over us, if he, even when we're reading in scripture and we're reading all the promises that he's made, we know that the end result, we can say that he didn't fail. He didn't fail back then, and he's not going to fail us now. And I know there's been times in my life where I've just been like, okay, God, this is either something I know that you've spoken over me or a promise that I am believing for. And I'm just kind of looking at timeline, because that's my personality. I'm very like structure. I'm very like, everything has to go the way that I plan it, and it cannot change. It has to go my way.
Joke's on you.
Joke's on me. But I've realized that sometimes it might not be in my timeline, but God is always on time. Mm-hmm. His timing is perfect. And I look back and I'm like, man, I'm so grateful for that. The timing that the Lord came through was when I needed it, and not what I thought it should be. And so I think just for churches to be able to remember that, like, God's never going to fail us. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. Everything that he speaks is going to come to pass. Mm-hmm. We just trust in that and lean into what he's doing in those moments.
Wow. And it's just declaring also, like, there is no name that is higher, greater than the name of Jesus. Like, mm-hmm. this song, Jamie sang it with such authority too, where I feel like,
so strong.
You know, it's like kicking down the door.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing to declare those, that Jesus never fails us, but then also knowing and declaring that no name is higher, mm-hmm. no name is greater, mm-hmm. no name is more powerful than the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah. You know, oftentimes what gets us down is the things that we can see, the things that we can touch. Mm-hmm. We rely oftentimes in our senses and we go, life is so hard because of what I'm experiencing right now. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says that we trust not in the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. Mm-hmm. So the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
Right.
That's Jesus. That's heaven. That's all that God can do. So we trust in the things that are unseen. And then furthermore, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will always remain. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes when we're going like, God, I can't see past this situation right here.
Yeah.
Jesus steps in and he goes, heaven and earth will pass away. This is temporary, but my word remains forever. So trust in me, trust in my word, and see, well, that will take you on the other side of this, rather than trusting in what you can see right now. So it's good to remember that things are just temporary. It's just a season. My kid right now, I've got a 4-month-old. He doesn't sleep through the night. It's a season, God, please. It's a season. Or his dog at 3 a.m. Yeah, what in the world? Get rid of the dog, you know? But like, those things are temporary. I'm sorry, that kid's close to home.
Yeah.
Anyway, those things are temporary. But like, heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will always remain. Jesus said, not one period or comma will be unfulfilled by me. So he fulfills every single thing that he says he'll fulfill. And we just have to wait for his timing.
I feel like the organ should be playing every time. Every time Jeremiah says something.
Say something else.
He read his Bible today, that's for sure. Come on.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I think about, you know, there's two things, that, you know, and for me, it's like I need to be reminded, one, that God can,
mm-hmm.
and that number two, that his intentions are good toward me. It's, you know, it's, I know he's all powerful, but, you know, it's, even for us that walk with the Lord for a while, it's like, it's easy, and even in, sometimes harder even in the small things, like the big things are sometimes easier to trust God with, because they're so out of my control.
Yeah.
It's the small things where I tend to wrestle with. It's like, I can do this, you know, and then I end up getting frustrated or whatever, and I need to back out and say, okay, God, I trust you're capable, and your intentions toward me are always good. And so I'm going to trust you with this.
That's amazing. I remember it just made me think of a story about when I first moved to Houston. And I remember thinking, okay, I was in a transition season, and I was like, okay, God, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? And I got offered a job back in my home state of Louisiana. But then also, I was just like, I really feel like Houston is supposed to be home. And I had come to Lakewood a couple of times, and I got to this point where I was like, okay, it does not make sense for me to move to Houston because the opportunities are in Louisiana. But I trusted because I really felt like, man, I feel like the Lord is calling me to Houston. I moved to Houston. I work at an oil company, super random, for like 6 months. And it all started to just kind of one thing after the other. I started volunteering in the choir here, and then I started singing for young adults, and then I got a job in young adults, and then I met Romero, and then we got married, and then like everything else just lined up. But it's just to realize that sometimes you just have to trust the process and know that the outcome, and knowing that Jesus is going to take you down the right path, realizing that it might not look like what you thought, because in that moment I was focused on, okay, God, this is what you've called me to do, and this is where I need to be to do that. But it, on the opposite side, was none of this was promised to me if I moved to Houston. It was just, do you trust me?
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't make sense. I'll move to Houston, and maybe things will work out, not knowing that being a part of Lakewood, being a part of this marriage, that sounded funny, but marrying this man.
Being a legal part of this marriage.
Not knowing that all of those things were going to come. But just saying, okay, God, I know that you're not going to fail me. And if I trust you and I take this step, you're going to take me through to what you've called me to do. And that's what just reminded me of that. And just knowing that sometimes it's not based off of what we see right now. Just like Jeremiah said, it's trusting that every step is going to lead us to what he's called us to do.
Yes. Moral of the story is, if you trust in God, you'll meet your own Romero.
Yes. Not my Romero.
Sorry. Louie actually got to write some on this.
Yeah, I wanted to shout out Abel and William, who I wrote with us three. And, you know, just when it comes to songwriting, you always want to write, oh, what's the new thing? I want to say something different that hasn't been said, but it's funny because the bridge is literally, Jesus never fails us, over and over and over again. And there's just something powerful for me just hearing that in that moment. It's like, it didn't have to be complicated.
No,
it just had to be this simple
truth.
Reminder, this truth, you're right, that Jesus never fails me, never fails us. Mm-hmm. And it just felt right, you know? It felt right to say that, and I love the song because it, mainly that bridge, it really speaks to me.
Wow. Well, it's such a powerful song. It was so powerful in the room, too. It's always great to experience it. You hear it on a work tape or something like that, and then when you're in the room, declaring it together. It was powerful. And thank you guys so much for sharing it with us. Churches are going to be just so blessed to sing these songs, and so thank you for sharing them.
Thank you.